Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue today to make our way through this theme of the week, which is talking about sharing in the anointing of Christ. The anointing of Christ, if you had a chance to tune into us the last couple of days, you know, is the Spirit. Catechism reminds us in paragraph 690 that the Spirit is Jesus' anointing. I want to, through this week, kind of delve into that more deeply, pray for the Holy Spirit's help for us to be able to grasp it, leaning into the prayer of the apostolic prayer of St. Paul, who is praying that the eyes of our hearts might be enlightened, that the Father would grant us the grace to be able to see through the shedding of the light of the Spirit into our hearts, to grasp what God has done in Jesus. And then in seeing that, we begin to see and grasp what God has done in us and where he's taking us, which is absolutely spectacular. And friends, it's critical that we know this for a variety of reasons, but for no other reason maybe than right now, there's so much shaking in the culture. There's so much worry, anxiety, deep, deep fear gripping people. People are rattled. People are angry, confused, divided. And there's a spiritual storm going on out there, and it's revealing the condition of the human heart. Listen to how people talk, listen to how they respond, and you see the condition of the human heart. And the question is, where are the Christian people? They're there, and the Christian people are meant to be a light in darkness. That means, and the only way we can be that in a time of shaking is to be able to stand in peace on the solid rock of a power that's greater than us at work in us, that helps us overcome all the limitations that the human heart falls subject to so easily. The fear of death, the fear of being harmed, the fear of being sick, confusion, mistrust, anger, bitterness, all the stuff that's there is really coming to the surface in an intense way. And this is a moment for Christians to be different. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. Jesus said, don't let the tribulation shake you. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Well, how's that even possible? It's possible if we're living in the mystery of the work of the Spirit of God in us. And we see it, believe it, and respond to it, and walk in it, because it is real. And as Paul said, the immeasurable greatness of his power that's in us. Here's Paul writing from prison, and he's experiencing the power of God in his life. God is working out his plan. Paul knows, even though we are, this treasure that we bear, that we have, is a treasure held in an earthen vessel, and that we're weak and broken people, that doesn't distract Paul. His eyes are not on the world or his own brokenness and weakness. His eyes are on the glory of the Lord and the reality of who Jesus is and what he's done for us. And so yesterday we were making our way through paragraph 690 from the Catechism, where it says, Jesus is Christ. Christ means anointed. Because the Spirit is his anointing. And everything that occurs from the incarnation, we just celebrated Christmas last month, the incarnation, heaven and earth coming together in the person of Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, takes on human flesh. Everything that occurs from the incarnation on derives from this fullness. What fullness? The fullness of Jesus' anointing. Okay, then what is his anointing? The anointing is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that's in Jesus in absolute fullness. Now, paragraph goes on. It says, when Christ is finally glorified, what does it mean? He rose from the dead, and he was taken up into glory, Scripture tells us. And the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. And the flesh of Christ, which was subject to death, just like you and I are subject to death, the Holy Spirit takes up that human flesh of Christ and brings it into a transformed existence, a transformed way of being, a new creation. And that flesh is brought up into the glorious presence of the eternal God. So again, the Catechism says, when Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from this place with the Father to those who believe in him. There you go. You see, what is this whole saving work of Jesus from the incarnation, where he receives the Spirit in fullness, where he's walking in that union with the Father, where he's living in the power of the kingdom. Everything that happens from that moment of his conception up to this moment, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that he prayed, we talked about earlier in the week that Jesus prays for the permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is flowing always in history, and he's casting fire just like he said he wanted to do. He hasn't stopped, and the flow hasn't stopped. He says, when Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place. Where's his place? His place is at the right hand of the Father. That's the ultimate destiny of the human race. And Jesus is the one that makes that possible. And he said that he communicates to his people his glory. Jesus communicates his glory to us. That is the Holy Spirit who glorifies him. That sentence is enough for us to meditate on for a year. There's so much there that Jesus has been glorified, that is, broke through the powers of sin and death, entered into a new existence beyond death, who will never die again. In him is the power of an indestructible life, and that new existence is an existence in the heart, in the fullness of God. And it's the Holy Spirit that makes that happen. And then Jesus is saying, look what I have. Look what I possess. Look what I've inherited on your behalf. Now I'm going to give you, I'm the firstborn. All authority has been given to me. I'm going to give you a share in it now. I'm going to give you my anointing. This is the gift par excellence for the Christian, the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is what gives us new life. This is what gives us already a sharing in the glory that belongs to Jesus, his absolute freedom, his absolute power and majesty in the presence of the Father. The Holy Spirit is the one who glorifies Jesus, who brings him into full glory. It says, from that time on, that is when he's entering in the presence of the Father, this joint mission that is between Jesus and the Holy Spirit will be manifested in the children adopted by the Father in the body of his Son. Wow. He wants it manifested in the children of God, in the adopted children of God. This is his working. This is his plan. This is not something we earn. It's not something we make happen. It's something we receive with faith and joy and confidence, and we yield ourselves to it. We cooperate with it. We lean into it. We live it. He said the mission of the Spirit of adoption is to unite them to Christ and to make them live in him. To make us live in him. Think of the words in John's gospel where Jesus says to us in that beautiful series of passages, you know, I am in the Father, Father's in me, you're in me, I'm in you, which means we're in the Father. We're literally called to live in a fellowship that's in a union that's hard to describe, to be partakers of God's life. He didn't just clean us up and kind of set us on our way. He's drawn us into something that we have a profound longing for in our hearts and our soul, but which only God can bring about. This is the destiny we all long for, friends. This is what we're seeking on earth. Everybody who's seeking to be recognized as great, to seek communion and intimacy. And, you know, this is what people are literally looking for in seeking power, seeking fame, seeking sexual experience, seeking escape, seeking alternative realities. All of it, it's trying to fulfill the longing in the human heart that only this can satisfy. Everything else can't rise to this level, or what we create is just not real and could never satisfy us. It can only distract us. So Jesus has come to make it possible for us to live in him. Wow. And number one then for us is to realize the first thing the Holy Spirit has done is he's made us a child of God, a temple of the living God. He's come to dwell in us, to change us, to give us power to love God back and to live in this communion. first with God, and then with our neighbor. The Holy Spirit will even heal us to have the right love for ourselves, to have our loves ordered and empowered in a whole new way, in a way that's impossible apart with the Holy Spirit, because it's the Spirit of God in us. And that means we're sharing in now even the glory, because the Holy Spirit is the glory. The Holy Spirit is the one who glorifies Jesus, who gives Jesus glory, but he's also the one who glorifies God in us if we're living in him, walking in the awareness. Paragraph 737 goes on with some very interesting lines as well. So the mission of Christ and the Holy Spirit is brought to completion in the church, which is the body of Christ and the temple of the Holy Spirit. The joint mission henceforth brings Christ faithful to share in his communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The joint mission of the Son and the Holy Spirit brings Christ faithful to share in the communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit. This is the destiny for us to be in communion with the Father of all things. It says this, the Spirit prepares us, prepares men and women, goes out to us with grace in order to draw them to Christ. The Spirit's come out to us, been sent to draw us in, to prepare us. The Spirit manifests the risen Lord to them, to the people of God. It's good to pray, Lord, I pray for a manifestation of Jesus in the hearts of those who are listening. Friends, open your hearts, open your mind, cry out, receive it. Ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, manifest Jesus more in my life. Help me see what you see. Help me feel what you feel. Help me understand. Help me have the eyes of my heart enlightened so I can know him with the knowledge, this experiential, biblical way of understanding knowledge. I'm in a living experience of profound transformational communion with the Lord himself. The Spirit recalls his word to them, it says. O Holy Spirit, recall Jesus' words to me, his promises to all of us in the body of Christ. He opens their minds to understand the meaning of his death and resurrection. Holy Spirit, open my mind, open my eyes that I can see the wonder of what you've accomplished in Jesus. He makes present the mystery of Christ. Make present here today the mystery of Jesus. Unpack that mystery, which is expressed so beautiful in Paul's words, the mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that mystery is supremely revealed in the Eucharist in order to reconcile them, to bring them into communion with God so that we can bear much fruit. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Paragraph 746. By his death and his resurrection, Jesus is constituted in glory as Lord and Christ. From his fullness, he poured out the Holy Spirit on the apostles and the church. That's you and me. From his fullness, where does the new life come from? Where does the power come from? Where does the mystery, the revelation of the mystery come from? Where is the mystery? It's in Jesus. It comes from his fullness. And there's a fullness that flows from him, from his throne, from his heart, from his being, to bring about a whole new creation. And that begins in the life of the church. It's so beautiful, so profound. Friends, receive it, live it, walk in it. Give thanks for it. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.